The government may set a new tax target at over 14.3 trillion rupees, which is higher by 2 trillion rupees over this fiscal year's downward revised goal and may require at least 500 billion rupees in additional measures to achieve it. After working out the new tax target figure for the fiscal year 2025-26, the government has begun the exercise to shortlist measures that it would need to show that the 14.307 trillion rupees goal is realistic and achievable. Finance Minister Mohammed Aurangzeb is expected to deliver his second budget speech either on June 2 or June 3 before Eid holidays. The 14.307 trillion rupees target is equal to 11% of the next fiscal year's projected size of the economy. A senior official of the Fiber told the Express Tribune that the absolute tax target number may change, depending upon the size of the economy, but the 11% of the GDP figure would be the target. The development came as the deadline to inform the businesses about accepting or rejecting their budget proposals has lapsed. The government had invited proposals from various chambers and business associations in January with a promise to respond to them by the end of April about how many of those can be realistically accepted. When contacted, Finance Minister Mohammed Aurangzeb said that the review of the budget proposals was underway as these proposals are still coming in. The 14.307 trillion rupees for fiscal year 2025-26, starting from July, is tentative and subject to the endorsement by the International Monetary Fund that is visiting Pakistan from May 14 to vet the budget. The 14.3 trillion rupees target is 16% or 2 trillion rupees more than this year's 12.3 trillion rupees downward target, the government sources said. It is also higher than the figure that the Fiber pitched to the finance minister, which was significantly less than the target that the government wants to set for the tax machinery. For this fiscal year, the government had set the original tax target of nearly 13 trillion rupees or 10.6% of the GDP. Due to lower inflation and lower economic growth, the target has downward been revised to 12.3 trillion rupees, but it remains constant at 10.6% of the GDP. The sources said that the authorities will have to take about 500 billion rupees worth new tax measures to make the next target realistic and to end any uncertainty associated with it. These measures would come over and above 1.3 trillion rupees additional taxes, which were imposed on the people, mostly on the salaried class, to achieve this year's target. Despite putting an extraordinary burden on the people, the Fiber has so far faced the tax shortfall of 830 billion rupees, underscoring that the economy's ability to pay more has eroded without broadening the base. What is equal to a mini-budget, the government has already increased the petroleum levy rate by 18 rupees to 78 rupees per litre under different pretexts to offset the impact of fiber shortfall.